Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
AM 1470 WBKV. Rick Jensen with you. It is 8:31 on this Thursday morning. Joined by three authors in the studio this morning, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves and talk just briefly about what they've written, and then we'll talk about some other stuff about an event coming up on Saturday. So, if you would, go ahead.
Yes, I'm Nicolette Pierce. I write romantic suspense. I'm on my 13th novel, so I have about three series, and they're all based on, well, just the romantic suspense genre, which is mystery, some humor, some romance, just a little mixture.
Okay. And are these like I didn't see the covers. Do they have the big bulky guy on there and so
on? Of course. Some do, some don't. But yeah, some of my current ones have more of the bulky guys on them.
Okay. All right. And then in the middle?
I'm Margie Norm, and I've written a book about, it's called Mom's Journey, which my mom had Alzheimer's for over 10 years, and I believe God had me, he used me as a tool to get it out to families, because I have early dementia now, so it was, and it's helped many, many families.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And
Don Enchenbach, actually living out in Arizona, but I do the Native American legends and myths right now. However, I'm working on the creation story, according to a lot of the Native Americans out in our area there. Although I do bring in Wisconsin very nicely in this new book, which is going to be called When the Spirits Move, and it'll be out hopefully around Christmas time.
Okay, I guess the first important thing that we should pass along is, where can people get your books? Let's go back down. We'll go back down to Nicolette. Where can people get your books?
Well, definitely at the author showcase, which is on Saturday. Got to shout that one out. But also, I'm online almost everywhere. So if you can go online and go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or wherever you get your books, that's where you can find me. You can also find them locally if you ask for them.
Okay. And Margie?
I'm also going to be at the author showcase, and mine are also online, Barnes & Noble's or Tate Publishing. So you can get them at all the online things, the ebooks and stuff.
Okay. And Don?
Well, actually, the Threshold is holding the third annual showcase of authors on Saturday, and we're going to have 30 authors there from around the country. Actually, Margie hasn't said it, but she's from Texas. I'm from Arizona. We've got people from all over the state. In fact, David Benjamin, who writes about the Green Bay Packers, is going to be with us Saturday. That's going to be held over at the Thresholds. Stockhausen place there, 2380 West.
Over by Piggly Wiggly over there.
The old Pick and Save building.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And what's going to really be neat is that they're having all of the nonprofit organizations that are housed there, including the senior center, are going to have open house. We're going to have some door prizes available, and from what I've seen, they're pretty doggone nice. So please, people, come over and see us. We sell and sign our books at the Threshold, but you'll be able to go through the Senior Center and some of the other places that are housed in that particular mall.
Now, they've only relocated over there in, what, about the last 6 months or so?
No. The Senior Center, yes. However, okay. The Threshold has been there for 3 years now.
Okay. I knew the Senior Center had just relocated, so,
yes.
Okay. All right. So what was it like getting your first book published?
A lot of hard work. It was, of course, very nice. You feel a bit of a pride when you see your first book and it's in print or online. But, yeah, it is a lot of hard work. Marketing is definitely on the author's shoulders, no matter if you self-publish or traditionally publish. It is all on the author.
Until you're Stephen King.
Exactly. That's the hope, right?
Right. So what about you, Margie?
I never thought of working and making a book. That's why I say it was God's thing. But it just, it was a true blessing because it costs a lot of money, let me tell you, and it's hard work, like she said, but it's just, it's out there, and just my dad kept his promise to her, to death do us part, and that's what it's about, and so then to see it in paper, in a book, you can't say how much it gives you, your heart, it's a blessing.
Well, with me, it wasn't too much different than Nicolette and Margie. I had stories to tell. I did 6 autobiographies for people around Wisconsin here, as well as a guy from the Mafia in New York. But everybody remembers probably Lou Anne Schwei. I did hers. I did Leander Schmitz. And it was so much fun to do other people's stories about their lives. But I had stories inside me that I wanted to tell, and they were all pertaining to the Native American people. I can't tell you how much fun it is to go into a reservation and talk with the elders or talk to the storytellers, and you only do that during the winter time because actually they've got a... shall we say the legend is that you don't do it at the winter time, bad things happen during the winter and to the Native American people. So that's the time I do most of my work on that. But I put it all together during the summer in the mountains, just like Zane Grey and Louis L'Amour used to move to the mountains in order to do their writing. And it's a lot easier.
Less distractions.
That's exactly it.
Gotcha. Did you always want to be an author? I know Margie, let's start with you. I know you didn't. You think that this just came about.
Yes. I was working for hospice, and all of a sudden I'm typing, and this book, I don't know how to explain it. It was a God thing. He wanted it out to help families that have Alzheimer's because it's a disease that's even more people die from than cancer now. And we got to get it out there. We got to get rid of this disease. And like I said, he had me prepare this because I'm starting that journey.
Okay. And Nicolette?
No, I never wanted to be a novelist. I actually went to school for TV and video production. And then I became an accountant. And then all of a sudden I read a book and it just changed my, I guess, voice. So I started writing, and I had this voice in me, not some weird, crazy psychotic voice.
I noticed the other two were kind of backing away from you there.
Not that kind of a voice, but yeah, I had something to write, and so it actually, I got the book done, and I was amazed.
Okay. And Don, you've done just a lot of things, I'm thinking in your life, you've done a lot of things along the way.
Well, that's the nice thing about this. This was the first radio station that West Bend ever had, and I remember going to the first program November 1, 1951, down at the Mermack Theater, which is gone now, and it's part of the Washington House, I believe. But anyway, yes, and I had my own radio program back in 1956 as I was a senior in high school called the Armed Forces Review Program, which ran 13 weeks, and I brought in the recruiting officers. I went into the service. I spent 2.5 years over in the South Pacific, and getting out of there, I met my wife in front of the brewery, West Bend Brewery, and we've been married almost 57 years now, and I'm just so pleased and proud of her. She and I both go to arts and craft shows and different shows 6 days a week during the winter when I try and sell my books too. So it's a real great life. We just had a 65th grade school reunion at Holy Angels yesterday, which I accumulated the number of people to come to it, and I do sponsor, or I do put on the Thresholds Showcase of Authors each year. This is the third year. So I'm really into helping people a lot. I was a visiting angel for 9 years, and when my client died last year in March, I said it's time to retire a little bit.
How many years ago was your first book published?
It was 5 years ago.
Okay.
For the first one, and that was called Cocapelli, Dreamcatchers of an Ancient. Then I went on to his daughter and her family called Shadows Through a Spirit Window. When that came out, I got 21 emails from around the country that said, hey, what happened to those people? So I had to write a third book and end the series.
There we go. All right. And how long ago was your first book published?
2011.
Okay.
That was my first book, and since then, yeah, I've done 13.
You should mention a couple titles because so people know what to look for.
Okay, The Big Blind, that was one of my first ones. It takes place in Las Vegas, and so there's a lot of humor, mystery, romance in there, and then it just goes on from there.
Okay, all right. And how long ago was your book published, Margie?
2014.
Okay.
So it's current, yes.
All right. And again, what are the hours for the event on Saturday?
From 10 o'clock in the morning until 1:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. And it's in what, in the old Pick and
Save?
The
old Pick and Save building way in the back, right behind Culver's. If you drive into the Culver's parking area there and just keep on going back and you'll run right into the threshold area.
All right. Well, I want to thank you all very much for coming. This has been very enjoyable. Great hearing what it's like to be a published author. I'm to some degree envious.
We like what you do, though,
yeah,
too,
we
Rick.
Too.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. All right. We're going to go ahead and, let's play a song. I think that's what we'll do. WBKV.
With gorillas down my street. From my window I'm staring while my coffee goes cold. Look over there.
Where?
There's a lady that I used to know. She's married now or engaged or something, so I'm told. Tonight's the night when I go to all the parties down my street. I wash my hair and I kid myself, I look real smooth. Look over there,
where?
Here comes Jeannie with her new boyfriend. They say the looks don't count for much, so there goes your proof. Is she really going out with him? Is she really gonna take him home tonight? Is she really going out with him? Cause if my eyes don't deceive me, there's something going wrong around here. Around here. But if
Something going wrong around here. Something going wrong around here. Something going wrong around.
AM 1470. That always gets me when he does that at the end of that song. Joe Jackson, is she really going out with him? It is 8:47. I want to thank Don, Nicolette, and Margie for joining us for a community conversation this morning, talking about the Threshold Authors Fair that's coming up on Saturday. So, interesting to find out what it's like to be a published author, and especially locally, right? Let's see, what do we have on the way? Looks like Radio Dad, as well as the Osgood File. We'll get to that before 9. Then at 9 o'clock, WBKV National News. Also take a look at state news and local news. Give you an update on the progress on the road construction for 41 and 45, which we know has been going for a while. And now we'll see, depending on what happens with the governor's transportation proposal, where it goes from there, right? Okay, that is on the way. WBKV.
John Deere Horicon Works is hiring for full-time positions. If you're an industrial pipe fitter or tool room machinist, you could make up to $22.99 an hour. Tool and die makers, electricians, and machine maintenance make over $24 an hour. Plus benefits like health, dental, vision, life insurance, paid vacation and holidays, flex accounts, 401k, and more. Apply online right now at johndeere.jobs. That's johndeere.jobs. This is the career move you've been waiting for. Apply now at johndeere.jobs. John Deere Horicon Works is an equal opportunity employer.